Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, June the 17th and the whole week ahead. Well, the moon's in your sign but under attack from Mercury, the Sun and Saturn, so I'm just going to say this to you. Don't accept challenges because you won't be able to rise to them, but just give yourself a break and if necessary, lie on your sofa or on your bed for as long as you can. Don't do nothing, however. Watch a movie, read a book, do something, but don't overtax yourself. And here's your Sunday stars. With Mercury's opposition to Saturn, there's always a need to be a little bit more optimistic in your outlook. Why? Because you could be surrounded by pessimists, party poopers, Jeremiahs, call them what you want. You need uplifting. You don't need bringing down. And sure, there's decisions to make about where you live or where you're working. Today's not the day, however, to expect answers to questions. And here's your Monday stars. Full of money, full of finance, all of these things need to be dealt with now. There are certain areas which need restructuring simply because you've got into bad habits. But nonetheless, there is not a bad batch of stars around you now. And if you're willing to take things into your own hands and deal with matters, then you could be surprised. You may end up richer than you think. And here's your Tuesday stars. The loveliness of Venus and Neptune. Oh, how gorgeous. Check this out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Venus in the third sextile, Neptune in the first. Means you're popular, means you're irresistible. There's a great deal of beauty around you now, either with the people you meet or just you yourself. You are a beautiful thing. And that's what these stars say. That anything you can do where beauty, where music, where the arts are concerned, you excel. And here's your Wednesday stars. With the Sun and Mercury both moving into the sign of Cancer, you are up an atom. The next month is just supreme. Supreme in so many areas. Your heart's desire could well be in reach now, and that's what I want you to listen to. Listen to the beat of your heart, because it's what your heart tells you that you want, that you desire, that you need. If you go after it now, you'll get it. And here's your Thursday stars. The Moon and Jupiter, lovely together. Fun, laughter, enjoyment, which is probably what you want. It's only later on in the day that I'm going to say this to you. If you've been having trouble with sleeping, or you've got some form of addiction that you need dealing with, then seek help, because that's what you need to deal with now. Because you can laugh things off, but it's the underlying matters that you need to nail. And here's your Friday stars. First part of the day, a little bit difficult. You may even feel delicate. And remember what I said about health and anything to do with health matters. Get them sorted. Yet there are going to be a lot of questions that are going to be raised about your career or your domestic life. And later on today, there could be a surprise development, which is what you need to solve the situation.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.